Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 119, recorded on February 3rd, 2013.
Hello, Governor! I'm Rick Coblin!
And I'm Eric Fullerton! I guess that was British.
That was a horrible British accent you did
accent
there, Eric.
Something.
The worst ever. Let's try it again.
We don't really need to try it again,
no,
do we?
I was going to let Astra do it.
Oh, yeah. Astragali is here.
Hello.
That is a horrible British accent.
Yeah, you can do better.
I'm sorry. I tried.
maybe Bitburner can fix this.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Bitburner.
What's up?
With his American accent.
What's up, dude?
We're bringing
California accent.
Bringing the world together here. We got people across the pond in Europe.
Yeah.
Got people East Coast, Southern style in studio. And then we got West Coast. Give it up. How do you do that?
West Coast.
You got a West Coast.
Holla.
With Bitburner.
Yeah.
And another week of The Shaft where we discuss all things Minecraft.
And so Bitburner and Astragali have both been a guest on the show. It was probably 2011 or something.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
And we've actually hung out in person with old Bitburner.
Yeah. Hung out with Bit at MineCon.
But you've never hung out with me.
Not yet.
We're going to fix that.
We're going to fix it today.
Yeah. Brent and I did more than hang out.
We did.
Whoa.
Yeah, the less is said about that, the better, I think.
We bonded.
Well, after dark action. So, we're going to change this and the fact that at PAX, Astragali is going to go to PAX with us. And
woo!
It's going to be awesome. We get to see what you are like in person. Is that a weird way to phrase that?
I guess.
Oh, sorry.
Which sounds okay to me.
We just gotta make sure there's no sharp knives at dinner, because I don't want to get stabbed.
Does Astra stab people?
I don't know. Do you stab people, Astra?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Wow, that might change.
He will if he has 20 dogs. He will sick them on you though.
Oh, he's got a mighty sharp quill.
Experience. I know this from experience.
That's right. Sharp quill over at.
Do not touch Astra when he has 20 dogs around him.
So
release stones.
And speaking of scribes. What's your website again, Astra?
It's astragali.efx3.com, the Minecraft scribe. I've been slacking, I must admit. I've not written in a few months, but I'm hoping to start again properly.
Well, we've kept you busy.
Yeah.
There is that.
Have you thought about getting an easier URL? minecraftscribe.com? Is that taken?
I haven't looked, I must admit.
Oh, well. It works.
Sorry.
We can set up a Minecraft scribe .deadworkers.com.
We could do that.
Astra at deadworkers.
Just for you.
Well, thank you very much.
And Bit, you still at Minecraft?
Yeah, in fact, we're getting ready to do some changes on that real quick here and start getting some news and content in there changed, so... I've been putting it off, but time to get moving on it. So, Aleph Null, Chris W2K5, Afro Monkey, High On Definition, Pixel Popper, these guys, we're all going to kind of tackle it and give it a work over. Suicidal Bunny, he's going to help out a little bit too. So, yeah, it's going to be a kind of community effort.
So, are you going to bring back the Minecraft server?
Minecraft? Well, it's always around. Thefree's actually been running it for me, and he's doing a dang good job of it. He's got creative worlds going. He's actually got the old world up as a museum, and you can go visit that. pretty strict on the whitelist, you know, because we've had so many problems with griefers in the past and things like that. So you kind of got to know somebody that knows somebody to get in. But yeah, it's back. We wanted to offer some sort of world or something that everybody can come into. I've always wanted to do that, you know. But it's so hard. Versions change and everything change. You know, it's so hard. You guys know. I don't even have to explain that to you. You know how hard it is to keep that up. And I don't. I was hoping at the full release that kind of stuff would like end or something. You know, like some holy grail was achieved when he pulled the little lever. I'm like, yes, no more updating of my server and console. No, it just kept going.
That's
cool. But if they didn't do that. I don't think Minecraft would be selling still as much as it does, you know.
Yeah. No, I think maybe if they worked on, like, the API, I think will help out, but I think when they get this kind of where they're working on all the future changes and they let the people making all the mods in on those changes early to get everything fixed, when they do an update,
it's not a biggest issue.
Right. Yeah. Then everything's ready to go on that day. Yeah. You know, kind of thing. And just, I wanted to point out, Cheddarface in the chat room says that you look like Wes and I had a child.
My wife has commented many times that you and I, Brent, look related, that we could actually be lost brothers.
Lost?
So I say to you, brother!
Brother, that's right. Well, I'm proud to be your brother.
Yeah.
Me too.
From another mother.
Brother!
And... meanwhile, Astragali gets accused of looking like Harry Potter.
Harry Potter!
I'm used to that by now.
Everywhere he goes.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe this is a good time where we talk about our sponsors.
Do it!
Let's go ahead. First, I want to mention that for anybody who wants to sponsor the show, of course, you can go to deadworkers.com/sponsor. And easily enough, sponsor as an individual for the show or as a server sponsor for your Minecraft server or your YouTube channel, either one. And this week we have some individuals here. The first one here is Conclavador, who says,
I thought about donating 11 meat, but that would have been just ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
It wouldn't even be funny.
Don't be ridiculous, Cousin Larry.
Cousin Larry.
And then TJ, who says nothing, just sponsors.
TJ.
Like a boss.
TJM? Yeah. Well,
so thank
you very much.
TJM.
Yeah. Hey, I'll give you one of these.
And then we have a few servers that sponsored this week. The first one is The Watershed. They've been sponsoring pretty much every week for a while now, and they're located at mc-thewatershed.net. They have a 2,500 square kilometer survival RPG world, and YouTube adventures, and more. So check them out. We're going to go check them out, aren't we? Some point?
Yeah.
We're going to start doing some videos on some of these people that are sponsoring servers.
We're going to do one of those server spotlights.
Yeah.
Maybe we could call it that.
I think we're
going
to do Creepercraft after it if y'all want to get in on some... Skyblock with us. But we'll see who has time after the show.
Yeah.
And then we also have... Mr. Moochies, who sponsored last week but forgot to leave a message. So the message is, I'm doing game giveaways every 100 subs on my YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/ Mr. Moochies, and that's MrMoochies. So go over there and start subbing, because every subs he gets, he's going to be giving away a game. That's pretty good.
I want a game.
Well, if you want a game, go on over to lordbones.com. Get your weekly Minecraft videos. And this week is the finale of Boulet Field and the Legend of the Space Marine.
Nice.
As always, cinematic content.
Excellent.
So go over there and let Lord Bones know you heard about it here and that you love his stuff.
Yeah, leave some comments on his videos just saying, like, you've been shafted. How about that?
You've been shafted.
Go do that. Maybe he'll know what that means. Maybe not.
And last sponsors we want to talk about this week are all the people that have sponsored us to go to PAX East. We had a couple last ones here. Of course, Grand River bumped us up with a nice, I think it was like 150 or so to get us to the 600, yeah. Where Silver Minnow or Ben Gibson actually then donated the rest of it, another 600.
600 so
that,
bucks.
That bumped us to the 1,200 we needed. Now, yeah. We closed off that chip in, and you might notice if you're watching this on Twitch that you can now see under the movie that we have a thing that says basically, you know, achievement get.
Yeah.
With that one. And we've started a new chip in because I didn't really factor in food and taxis and other stuff. And also, Astragali is going too, so we're going to fly him over. So we put up another chip in, hopefully, some people can throw in to help us all eat and get to places.
Yeah.
It's but we're still going. We got a panel, and we'll talk about that more later.
And thanks so much, everybody who donated. Because, I mean, that's incredible. I mean, you guys listen to the show, watch our videos and all this stuff, and you guys really want us to go. We really want to go. And, like, to you know, give you guys back, like, something. I mean, we're going to go and we're going to do a panel. We're going to do videos. We're going to have a bunch of new stuff on our channel. We get to meet Astragali. That's worth a couple of awesome videos, right?
Yeah.
Of just, like, you know, that's harassing the crap out of Astra. And
thanks for the warning.
So really a big thanks to everybody who chipped in. That was great. Yeah.
Our journey
our journeys.
You could play that thing good.
And then he busts out the, what is it called?
The Rainmaker.
Yeah.
Shaker, I don't know.
The Rain Shaker.
I'll keep that there because I'm sure we're going to need that later.
And you're just as good at that. You're a prodigy.
Thanks. Thanks. I should have been an Aborigine or
yeah. Should have been aboriginized.
Okay, so how's your week been going, Biddy?
Oh, well, it's actually funny you ask. No, it was neat. Last night, my nephew's been coming over a lot. He was at school, and now he's home for a while. So he's older. He's in his 20s, but he used to be a gamer and play, you know, like Call of Duty and that sort of stuff. And but he sees us play Minecraft all the time, and he hasn't really never played, or he doesn't really get it. So I got him to play last night. I got a single-player world going. And I invited him into my single player world, and we started from scratch. And I had to like tell him to like hold down the button to punch a tree. It's so weird to explain somebody exactly how to play when you're so used to holding the mouse, right clicking, and I mean just doing inventory stuff like moving stuff and crafting stuff. Oh, so it was really neat to go do like a rewind and start from that. Yeah. Oh, well, this is how you do these things, and this is why this happens, and it was kind of like, a fresh start for your brain, because sometimes you forget how, you know, maybe there's 15 ways to do something. You're like, oh, yeah, there's a shift click, and you do it this way, too, and then you realize, oh, yeah, I forgot I could do it that way. It causes your brain to think of more stuff. So, man, I was like, just on fire, like, okay, let's build this. And then we're like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I gotta go.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, that's what happens with Minecraft. And he actually he's here today. And the first thing he does, he gets on Minecraft. He actually just jumped on some server. I know he doesn't really know what he's doing. And he jumps on some survival server. And all of a sudden he's like, oh. Yeah, and he doesn't even know what he's doing, but he wanted to do something, so he just jumped in.
That's cool.
So that's, you know, Minecraft makes you an addict. Always.
Yeah,
that's awesome. How about you, Astro? What you been up to?
I've been getting more into Feed the Beast, particularly the extra bees part of the mod pack.
Really?
I've been playing on a private server with the Crystal Crow, Thefri, and Tiana. And Crystal was saying, oh, I need to do stuff with bees, but I really don't want to learn. So I'm like, I'll take a look, and it's got quite excessive. it's been a lot of fun, and everyone's hunting bees down for me, and I'm doing genetic splicing and things.
What is like the end game for bees? I mean, what is the coolest thing you can make with that?
Honey.
Oh, I'm getting honey already. I've got a feeling it's when my bee army takes over the server.
Do they, like, attack?
You could get a bee army?
I don't know about that, but I did get stung to death. As Crystal just pointed out, I was dealing with ender bees, and the next thing I knew, I'd been stung to death, and all my things are floating around me, and I was turning the air blue.
That is weird.
Ender bees.
Remind me never to be around you if you have bees following you around, because all I have to do is touch you, and I'm sure I will be stung to death.
You see, I haven't even seen, like, I've gotten bees, like, when I've scooped up their thing, but I've never actually seen, like, a bee flying around or been stung by one.
Yeah. There are certain types of bees, like the tropical bees and the embittered bees, which will sting you if you try to harvest them.
Wow. I'll stay away from them, then.
We'll have to look into that.
We'll have to get Wes interested in the bees and see if we can get him killed a few times.
Nice.
It'll be fun.
That's just evil. I like it.
Video coming out next week.
Yeah.
So what about you, Eric? What you been up to?
Okay, so this week, I can't remember. That's too long ago. Okay, yesterday. I remember yesterday. So I edited together a new MindZ video for the channel. Which aired today. I published it today. But this one is really, it's different from the rest. It's a really short, it's a 6-minute thing, but it's pretty funny. So basically, I was looking through my hard drive and deleting old Fraps footage and stuff like that from ages ago. And because I'm going through a process where I'm backing everything up, and I want a somewhat of a clean slate on my hard drive so I can just, you know, not ever have to stress about, you know, when we're going to record like a 4-hour session. So I found this really crazy footage of us hanging out on MindZ back in August of last year. And it was me leading a big troop, or like an army. So I was kind of the cult leader. We started this cult.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of followers, a ton of people. I think apparently we opened up the server to, like, you know, like anybody who's watching the live stream, join us. So we had just a ton of people. Had a few people on Skype, had Afro Monkey, High on Definition, and Rapid Ninja 42. And it's just funny. I don't want to ruin the ending, because the ending is like the best part. But so I was really happy to put something up like that up. So I found some other old stuff too that I'd like to edit and put up too. So it's kind of a blast from the past for the people who played it, but for newcomers, I guess it's like brand new stuff. But anyway, also I wanted to mention these guys. We'll talk more about this in the future, but I just wanted to show you guys, if you're watching the video, if not, I'll explain what it is. We got mailed some really cool figures of our Minecraft characters. They were printed in 3D. So they're like a hard, here's
sandstone. It's sandstone.
Hear that? That's their heads knocking together. Yeah, it's like a sandstone. It's kind of a rough sandstone. And it's really cool. These come from mindtoys.com. So,
that's awesome.
And here's my papercraft one. So they're it's a monster.
You don't have to worry about losing a leg with these guys, right?
That's right, yeah.
Unless you pound it too hard, I guess.
Yeah, it's a... Whoa. It's like one solid piece.
Whoa.
I guess the head might have been attached, might have been printed separately. I don't know how that works, but it's really cool, really, really awesome stuff. So
I'm just saying, you won't lose a leg if you pound it too hard.
Yes, all right.
You might grow hair on your hands, but
whoa.
The one thing I want to say about my toys, though, is and they're gonna be glad that I inserted that in there, is that they're actually gonna give us some more information and a coupon code to, like, get a discount for listeners.
Nice.
But they wanted to send us these and let us actually look at them, see what they were like. Because I've looked at them a couple times, and it's just, you don't really get a great feel for what they actually are on the website. So yes. I asked them if they would, you know, send us some to let us check them out, and they did. And you can actually get them with capes now. So
yeah,
we opted for no capes because, I don't know. I don't know why we decided not to.
I guess, like, I didn't really know how the cape was going to look, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Plus, on the back of my shirt, I have a skull, so you wouldn't be able to see that. But anyway, really cool stuff. It's hollow in there, but it's it's got some weight to it. It'll stand up on a table or something. So,
or on a dirt block. Here's
That's right. Yeah, we got a dirt block here. It's pretty sweet.
So,
dirt block.
So take a look at that. look at that.
Yes. Oh, and Chivalry. We started playing Chivalry. Nothing to do with Minecraft, but we were accused of being a Minecraft only YouTube channel, but it's not the case because we got some Chivalry up now. Yeah,
it's crazy. Some Shogun. Wes did some Shogun.
And some Shogun too. Yeah. So it's been a good week. Put out a bunch of cool stuff.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. I updated our FTB server, the Block Party, with the new FTB update for Direwolf, and we got Twilight Force back. And so, of course, the first thing we did was...
We went and... Wait, what did we do?
Come back on. No.
Yeah. So we went to the Lich Tower, we thought, and got to the top, and when we found a Lich, we went searching and found out there's a new tower in the Twilight that's not finished yet, and it was really cool, and we got some cool stuff, and it was a lot of fun.
It's called the Dark Tower.
Yeah, so there's two towers now, and it's really kind of amazing what they do with the towers and the auto generation. Yeah. And Eric found the actual Lich Tower, so we'll be doing that soon. So we'll have a video up on defeating the Lich. Hopefully, we won't take a big group in there, like
or
maybe
being
a
defeated
raid.
By, yeah,
something like that.
Raid that sucker.
So, and then in the meantime, in Feed the Beast, I've been working on our barrel storage system with Wes, and we've got that going really well. It's really cool what you can do with the barrels and the pipes.
Yeah, barrels are cool.
I love them. I love them. And so we have pretty much almost everything going to barrels now, and if it doesn't, it goes into a chest, which then we go make a barrel for and put it in the system. So hopefully eventually we'll just have everything going to barrels and not having to worry about finding it or placing it.
Are we using the right pipes though?
There's some people say that you can use some other pipes, and I like pipes, so I've been doing pipes. Why?
Oh, somebody said that there's certain pipes that are designed to go with the barrels. But there's pipes that are in a different mod pack or a different mod that we're using. So we're crossing the streams with our pipes.
Well, the barrels are from factorization.
So this is the part I hate about FTB.
And then the pipes are, I don't know what they're from. But, and we may be, but I found a solution that works great.
Yeah, seems to work.
So I don't know.
It's having all the mod packs right, you know, for the version you're on and everything. That's the hard thing right there.
Yeah, and that's kind of the great thing about Feed the Beast, but, you know, I don't know. I would like to see what it is, though. Like, and maybe
hey, Brent.
Yes, sir.
Are you using the extra dimensional upgrades for barrels? They'll let you store 1,024 stacks instead of just 64.
I haven't tried them yet because they seem fairly expensive to make, and the stuff that I would use them for is stuff that we're just either sending to the scrap or just sending to a void pipe.
Okay.
And so it's like, I don't know what we would actually get enough of to use it for yet. Yeah. But I guess when we start getting enough, like, iron ingots or something, then maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like...
To use it for rubber.
Rubber?
Well, that's a good idea.
There's a rubber tree farm, and getting more rubber than is perhaps appropriate.
Yeah. Well, and what do you
think?
That's
way too much rubber there, sir.
And that's it. I think there's part of me that just thinks if you're getting that much of a material, well, then maybe you're not using enough of it, so why even keep it around?
Oh.
Mm.
But,
that's fair.
But I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, I played some League of Legends, of course. Rapid Ninja joined me in that, and also Griffin and Lord Hobajo and man, I forget Jacob's name, but Jacob, whatever his name is, Pyro. And also played some TF2 with some 4L folks, so that was a lot of fun. Fun week of gaming.
Yeah, and didn't we do some sort of like extra like a adventure this week?
We did.
Oh yeah,
with Angry Khan.
Yeah, it was called Kidnapped.
Kidnapped.
Yeah. So, and that's going up soon. You're going to edit that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I've already done the intro and most of the first episode. I'm going to get the other footage from you, and it'll actually have multiple camera angles, which isn't something
Fancy.
We normally do. But, yeah, no, I've had a lot of fun. I haven't really been editing much. Like, the stuff I put up on my channel, I just throw up.
Yeah, like
yeah, I just basically take it from Twitch and put it up there and go bleh, and don't do anything else. So it's been nice actually editing something and being creative about it.
Yeah.
So, nice. So that's been a lot of fun. Excellent. So look for it, Kidnapped.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Wes isn't here.
I want to know how long you spent in Australia to master that thing, because you are, it's brilliant.
Thank you.
He's really good.
Isn't it?
It's
good?
Just brilliant.
Yeah. You know, pretty much the time I deal with it here. No, it's funny. My sister-in-law actually gave that to me for my birthday 1 year, and you know,
that was a mistake.
Yeah, you get a didgeridoo for your birthday, and it looks really cool. I love it, and I've now gotten a lot more use out of it than at home with the wife going, no,
you've mastered it.
Put that up. And what else we've mastered is putting in sponsors into our show. And this week the news and updates are sponsored by Loot Crate, which is an awesome cool thing to get geeky swag each week. We actually do, you have the pail? We showed it last week. We're gonna start giving away some of this stuff each show. I gotta get the envelopes here, and we want to make it where it's like we actually give it away and don't just like sit in an envelope for a year.
Yeah.
So we're going to get that all prepared. But if you want to get your Loot Crate each month of your own, just go to lootcrate.com/deadworkers and enter in DEAD in a coupon code, and you'll get it for $3 off. So like 10 bucks a month, you'll get your own crate of geeky stuff. And it's different every month. Every month I've been happy. I mean,
it's a grab bag.
Yeah.
Grab box. Grab crate of weird things. You never know what's going to be in it.
And those are good.
Have you had one?
Ooh, I have.
So these are Hello Panda Japanese.
They're like cookies with chocolate inside.
Scary. I was talking about the dice, but
yeah.
Oh, I can't see. I don't have video on, so that's why I'm not getting excited.
It's a little delayed, so.
There's dice and stickers and pins and a lunchbox. It's a Spider-Man lunchbox.
A whole container of like 20-sided die and stuff.
Yeah, full set of D&D dice or whatever game you're playing. So head on over to lootcrate.com/deadworkers and get your own Loot Crate each month. And, of course, that helps us out, anybody who does that.
Yeah.
Now to the news. Astra, you want to read this? You're probably really familiar with this.
Okay, Minecraft Xbox 360 Edition.
Maybe not.
Dragon misses title update 8.
Yeah.
Although 4J Studios had previously stated that the Ender Dragon would be included in Title Update 8 of XBLA Minecraft, the update's release on January 30th instead featured bug fixes and a few new additions. The fixes are to get rid of some of the random crashes and freezes, and to always ensure that the Nether contains a fortress, blaze spawner, and nether wart. The slippery Ender Dragon is projected to be unleashed with sound in Title Update 9.
Nice. Okay, so
I don't understand. Because we at Minecon we saw them like they're playing the Xbox version and they're defeating the dragon. I don't play the Xbox version, so I don't understand why they don't have the dragon.
Yeah, no, I didn't think they did.
Well, no, the slippery Ender Dragon.
It's
a slippery one.
No, Ender Dragon or.
That's Astragali's embellishments. So what's great about this is like, okay, so if you're new to the show, Astragali.
Feed the Beast has ruined me.
Yes. So for new.
I don't know where I am.
For new listeners, Astragali creates our show notes every week. So when we're reading from the show notes, all the news, all the content and everything like that, with help from Crystal Crow, they do the show notes every single week. So when we read them, a lot of times there'll be some like British word in there, something like, we know that like you're talking about, oh, them chaps over at so-and-so, and we're like, yeah. So, but like, this is great actually having Astra read the notes that he's written. Like, when I see the notes, I hear his voice in the head. So.
You can get treatment for that.
So this is excellent.
Okay, next we have the other edition of Minecraft, the Pocket Edition. Wednesday saw the release of the 0.60 edition of Pocket Edition, but there was a rather significant bug which seriously screwed up people's games. Thankfully, Mojang and the relevant app stores were on the case, and 061, bearing the necessary bug fixes, showed up yesterday. So go make sure you update your iOS version and other versions to fix that bug.
Cool. Updates to the Pocket, updates to Xbox. Rocking and rolling.
Rocking and rolling.
Mojang is on it.
I think I'm going to start trying to play the Pocket Edition more. I had a few other versions of Minecraft on the iPhone just to check them out. There's like the Eden one, and it's crap. I mean, it's just... And the thing is, they tried to steal everything from Minecraft.
Oh, yeah.
And they just did it wrong, and it's just crap, and it's just... It feels like a clone. So I feel like I should play Pocket Edition... more.
Yeah.
Just to make up dirty. For that crabby thing. So what I'm saying, don't go buy the Eden version. It sucks. You know what else sucks?
Our Eden podcast?
When flooding doesn't stop learning thanks to Minecraft.
No.
That's a... Anyway, when Australia's East Coast was recently hit by flooding, Bond University's computer game students instead took to having a class remotely via Minecraft. So wow. In Minecraft, nice.
A class inside Minecraft? That's cool.
So
that's a good solution.
Yeah, it's like PC, what is it? My PC or to my, what's the...
Oh, go to my PC?
Like, they're like, no, screw that. Get Minecraft. Everybody's got it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
log
yeah.
in. Here's the server.
Well, think about this. I did see, and, you know, this has come up. I'm going to use it for lessons with my kids, is some of the Minecraft EDU stuff they have. They have, like, a cell, and so you can, like, actually go inside the cell. It's actually a Minecraft map, and then you can see the nucleus and all the stuff. So and you can learn all the different things about a cell because you're actually in a cell. You know, kids, you know, I could see kids raising their hand in class that have been in a cell in Minecraft and be like, what's inside a cell? Oh, I know everything that's in there because I've been there. You know, how many kids can say, I've been in a cell? So yeah. I think that's really, really, really powerful to go even further with the classroom. I love what the Minecraft EDU people are doing. It's just so awesome.
I went to school with some kids who were in a cell, and you wanted to stay away from them because they might shank you. So, but yeah, the only problem is I guess you can't really raise your hand in class. You just got to, like, you know, shift.
Yeah, do the butt dance.
Shift over and over again.
Yeah.
I've got a question. Shift. Okay, the idea was concocted by Professor Jeffrey Brand, who had already tasked the students with recreating the university in the game. Now they were able to take a lesson in the virtual classroom. Brand awarded XP for class participation, with one student achieving an impressive level 26 during the two-hour session. Nice.
That's nice. So, high on definition in the chat room said block, block. So you can do the block thing with the sword.
Yeah. There you go. I got a question. Are you flicking me off?
Don't they take the swords off the students before the class starts?
Oh, yeah. You don't want to have weapons in the classroom.
Well, this is inner city. They get weapons.
Can they get expelled for having crafting a sword?
Yeah.
Killing the teacher.
Yeah. You cannot craft a sword, a kid crafts it. You're expelled.
So, actually, the article says that some of the students were sat there with TNT blocks in their hand.
That's instantly where it goes.
Talking about standing there with TNT in your hands, this last article here, Astragali's going to PAX East. Just don't bring any TNT on the plane with you.
I'll try not to.
So our panel at PAX East in March will have an extra little component. Astragali is going to be our moderator.
Yeah. Yay.
So we're fine. Because of all the people who were so nice enough to donate, and actually our film side of the Dead Workers actually donated the whole plane ticket for Astragali to come over. Because when we were talking to the other guys, we're like, you know, we really would like him over here. And if we take it out of the donations we've already gotten it, I mean, we just wouldn't be able to afford it. So they graciously donated the full ticket. They did, you know, stipulate that it would be nice to put up. That's kind of the other reason why we put up the other chip in, is to kind of hopefully get some of that money back. But and, you know, the taxis and food and stuff. So we appreciate it, and I'm sure Astra appreciates it as well.
I definitely do.
So go on. I almost feel like you should read the rest of this.
Okay. Despite having never been to a convention before, nor moderated any kind of panel, and having no idea what the panel's format is going to be, hint hint, Astra jumped at the chance to be flown to Boston to take part in the shenanigans. Astra added that he's very proud and honored to be asked to be the Shaft's moderator, and he hopes that you don't change your minds before March 21st.
Nice!
And this isn't a test, Astra. Don't worry.
I really like that.
Not a test to see how you would do under, you know, pressure.
Yeah. The Shaft's moderator. I like that. I like the sound of that.
But yeah, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to meet you, man. And just for all the work you've done for us, I think it'll be a good fit for the panel. And just so everybody knows what we're planning to do for the panel, you know, it'll be an hour long. It'll be streamed. It's in the Naga Theater on Friday night.
Yeah.
Which is, looks like a pretty big room, like 500-600 people.
Yeah.
And we're basically going to start off, you know, introducing us and everybody on the panel, and then we'll kind of talk about Minecraft, just kind of where it started and where it's been and where we think it's going, and then, you know, do some Q&A. And we're going to try to get some other people on the panel, like Good and Wolf, and also cool. I think Paul's going to be down there. I don't know if Paul likes panels and stuff. I know he likes kind of just seeing all the stuff, but if he'd like to be up there too, we'd love to get all of them on there to be able to talk about this, and also his previous guest on the show.
Yeah, I think Paul Source, he's bringing his whole family down too.
Sweet.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
So it'll be a great time, and if you're at PAX East, be sure to you know, let us know you're going to be down there, because we'll try to set up at some point some sort of like get together or dinner or lunch or meet or something, and make sure we get to meet as many people as we can who are going to be down there.
Like crazy awesome party time, excellent.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of, you know, half of why we like going to these things is actually getting to meet other people that we've talked to or played games with. I mean that's a whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, and the crazy awesome party time, excellent.
Okay, so that leads us to this.
Time for Listener Contributions.
Ow! And Listener Contributions today is sponsored by Audible. So go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get yourself a free month of Audible. That's a free month of listening to Audible books.
And listen to a book on your way to PAX when you're driving or flying there. Perfect time to listen to an audiobook.
That is a good time.
Very, very good.
I think I'll be a little busy flying the plane.
Oh, he flies his own
plane. Hope not.
He's going to like fly over there like in a glider.
So he did see the ticket already.
Yeah, it's a one-seater.
Oh, boy.
And you pretty much go to the bathroom wherever you want to.
How do you think they get the fuel for the plane?
Oh, yeah.
They just put a pipe up there and recycle.
Thump. Yeah, just put a pipe in it.
Dump some cool FTB stuff of its own on the plane. Anyway, this first one here is from the Z-Man, 9999. Goes on to say, hey, guys, I had a question about why people have multiple YouTube channels. Like with Brent's and Eric's vlog channels on the DWP channel, or some people having different channels for their gaming videos and other videos, or is there a reason you want to separate the content? Thanks, guys. Love the show. Also, when will you do your 2013 Control Point episode?
Are we going to do one?
Let's answer them in backwards order. Okay.
Control Point episode in 2013.
You're listening to it right now.
We did the show in 2006 all the way to 2010, I believe. And we started it again back in 2011 or 12, I don't remember. We started back up a little bit, didn't really have the audience that we had before, and then it just kind of went away again. So, like, we tried it again, and we're not feeling it. Like, we still love TF2. You just played this weekend.
Yeah. And owned, I got to say.
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, new game modes coming up all the time. Sure, there's a lot of content for us to talk about. But honestly, with the Shaft and our YouTube channel and all this stuff going on, it's unlikely. But
what about a general gaming?
See, that's more likely. Yeah, that's more likely than like a focused TF2 podcast. Because honestly, TF2 is what, 6 years old?
Yeah.
I mean,
and we've kind of talked about that. It's just, we, you know, the shaft and doing the videos takes a lot of time out, and we didn't want to like start up a new show and kind of take that time and make the shaft worse.
Yeah.
So we're kind of just kind of taking our time on it, kind of thinking about it, because we've done general gaming podcasts in the past. We actually kind of doing one with Core Elements right now. Wes is doing that.
Yeah.
But we want to do one that's more kind of like the shaft, where it's just more of a party atmosphere and have fun and jokey and not serious. Like, we don't want to be there talking about serious crap.
We're very, very, very serious on this show.
Yeah. So that's kind of what may come out of that eventually at some point, but we're not putting any dates on that. The channels, I think really the main reasons we do the separate channels is we keep the Dead Workers channel for produced content. There have been times in the past where maybe we didn't because we were trying to kind of figure out what we wanted to do. But I think at this point we've kind of come to the conclusion that we want to give polished content on the Dead Workers channel. We want it to be edited. We don't want to just take a Twitch video and throw it up on there. So basically, like, when we're just playing and do Twitch, that's kind of stuff we'll throw up on our own channels if we feel like it. The vlogs are just kind of vlogs. I guess, like, we're not about to put that up on the Dead Workers channel.
Yeah, because it makes no sense. Like, you know, think of Dead Workers as a collaborative effort, and then our solo channels are just us. Like, so my vlog channel is always Eric Fullerton, which is pretty much what you're going to get. You're always going to get me. You're probably going to get Brent and Wes because that's what I do. I hang out with these guys. But it doesn't feel like it's not video game related, and it's all it feels out of place on Dead Workers. It kind of feels out of place. See, I have two channels. See, I have too many channels. I have a Nailhead channel, which is produce content for myself, and then my vlog channel. So, yeah, sure, it's a lot of weird channels, but I feel like they're focused. So if you... I mean, there's nothing worse than like subscribing to a channel and then all of a sudden you see videos pop up in your sub box and you're like, what is that? Why did I sub to this guy? Like, what is this? I don't even remember subbing this guy because the guy's putting on stuff that is different from the moment that you subbed him.
Yeah.
So I don't want to fall victim to that. So
yeah.
I think it falls down to the way the subscriptions work. You know, I would be the same way. There's some people that I like their gaming videos and they do vlogs. I don't want maybe their vlogs in my stream. I just want their gaming stuff, or vice versa. I'll like, you know, something else they do. And so what would be nice is if you could actually subscribe to, say, a group that you make that shows up on the side panel on your YouTube page.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you could actually make that just a subscription, then when something's added to that, then you only get something in your stream for that, then that would solve that kind of problem, I think. But I think really the why people do multiple channels is to split that subbing up, because of the way it's not because they want to have and manage multiple channels. No, they would way rather do it in one place. It's because they have to do that in order to break up subscriptions for different things to basically syndicate them out. They could fix that real easy,
but they don't
know if they'll ever do that.
Yeah,
and then people scream and shout if they change things. You know, it's just,
yeah.
You know. They don't want to become
but
a
I think
Facebook.
That's, I think that's a big would be a big reason, at least for me.
Yeah, and while we're talking about it, what are your channels? Your YouTube channels, Bit?
Minecraft.com spelled out and Bitburner.
So you have two.
I have two, yeah.
And then, Brent, you have one?
I just have one. It's a horrible name. Like, I wish I could fix it, but it's B-Cope 16.
B-C-O-P-E, yeah.
B-Cope.
So it's like short for Brent 16. Copeland. I don't know
like
what 16
you're a
16. Man.
Everybody thinks you're a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Trolling you like you're 16.
And it may be like when I made it or something, but really it was a long time ago. I forget like whatever account I had to make. It, like my username at the time was just BCope16.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably because when I first came up with that name or whatever, I was probably 16.
Oh,
like, BCope16.
Or it could be like an old, really...
been around that long?
Yeah, well, it could
AOL,
be like a really
like
old
AOL
person
days.
Who was like born in 1916.
Well, no, it was the name that came up, and then at whatever point, whenever I made like a YouTube channel, like when I first made my YouTube channel, I don't even know why I made it, like to put up a video of.
In other words, you had been using that name before YouTube,
right? Right. Yeah.
For a long time,
and that's why I
never thought that I would have like
now,
a.
But you liked it back then. What did you like about it, like back then?
Yeah,
well, and it wasn't anything to do with like liking a name, right? Because back then I was Chaos, like my
that was his gangsta name,
like my username or my handle was Chaos back then. So it was just like your my email or something. Like maybe I was like B-Cope at
arbitrary. Yeah. You were like B-Cope on the side.
And I wish you could change that. Like, why don't they let you change it to, like, something that's still there?
Yeah, they give you forwarders, but they don't let you change it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You can get forwarders?
Yeah. Man, yeah, you could have you could have Brent Copeland or whatever you want. Well, maybe not that, but you could, yeah. I mean, so you could have a forwarder, but I wish it was like Twitter. Twitter lets you change your username whenever you feel like it.
Yeah.
But
it'd make sense. Of some sorts.
He will.
But okay. So good question.
And you know, do you have a YouTube channel, Astra?
Yes, I do. Although I don't really post that much to it. It's Astra Garley.
That's what I thought. I guess you use that mainly as viewing and commenting on other people's stuff, right?
Mostly, yeah.
Well, he's going to start vlogging here at PAX, so check that out.
I am? Oh, okay.
You better. I'm going to have my look-see by then.
Oh, the look-see.
Yeah.
You guys know what the Luxie is?
Not
it's a wearable camera. You wear it on your ear. It looks like a Bluetooth headset.
Yeah, it looks like a Bluetooth headset.
But it's a camera.
Awesome. But it works kind of like a TiVo where it just sits there and continuously records. And like when you catch something, you just hit a button and it goes back and captures like the last minute or whatever.
Yeah.
So like you never miss anything.
Is it Bluetooth connected to your smartphone and then you can actually broadcast it live too?
I don't know if you can broadcast.
That would be awesome.
Yet.
That'd be like the iBorg guy. You remember that guy?
Yeah. It does connect to your phone, so you can like look at whatever it's seeing through there and save it and stuff like that. So I don't know. I'll have to see if they actually
do a
streaming. They came out with an HD one, but it looks huge and it's like $300. And I was like, no.
There was a video on YouTube where this guy proposed to a girl like wearing it, so he got like firsthand reaction. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
I think it's not fake. I don't know.
Wait, isn't that what the Google glasses or whatever is about? Like, eventually everybody will just be broadcasting everything they do?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll have to get one of them. Looksy.
Well, it'd be creepy is like, who has the time to watch all that footage?
Here, watch me play Minecraft through my eyeballs.
Like, watch me watch this guy's video of watching this guy's video of watching this guy's video of watching this guy's video.
Okay, you can tune in here. This is the actual live stream of me playing Minecraft. And you can tune in here. This is like from streaming from my Luxie. And you can tune in here. This is my cat cam.
Cat cam. And see, I guess to wrap it all up, that would be a good way to... That's a good excuse to have a new channel. That's my my Luxie
totally.
Channel, right? It's only through my eyes. It's not edited. It's not game footage. It's what I see.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
There you go. New channel.
Okay, so we also have one here from... That was a good question, Z-Man 9999.
That was a great one.
And this one here is from Mr. Smiley. Is that right? Yeah.
Yes.
As someone who has never played Minecraft on the PC, what is the one piece of advice you can give to someone who is thinking about switching from the Xbox to the PC version? This is something my brother and I have been debating for quite some time and would like some advice.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all have any advice?
The PC version is more versatile. I mean, you know, what with the mods and everything, like Feed the Beast, there's more of an experience on the PC version.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, that's where the richness comes in, the adventure maps. Well, heck, you can have your own custom skin. You can't have that on there. They only have, like, packs of skins that you can get.
You don't have to buy your avatars.
Yeah, adventure maps. Hello.
Yeah, adventure maps.
The games,
mods. Like, I mean, everything.
Seth Bling. Yeah. There's your. don't get Seth Bling on the Xbox.
The ability to run your own server and have more control over it, even from your home. You know, I mean, I think that's. I mean, the Xbox does that a little bit, but I think you're limited a little bit more. As far as control and, you know, you can't have plugins and that sort of thing. You can get all these plugins and,
Yeah.
You could do amazing things. I mean, look at all MindZ and the survival servers and
yeah, all the mini games.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
You know, what you can do on the server side alone.
The next one is from Game Master. Hmm. But his actual name is G Memster. Anyway, Game Master.
They just send in like 4735 and it's pronounced Bob.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not.
Like B-Cope.
Yeah. I'm a longtime listener of the podcast and recently began to do YouTube almost full time. I was wondering, what does it take to be on the show? A certain number of subscribers, views? I recall someone saying anyone could come on.
Yeah. Just hang around in the chat when the regular guest doesn't show up.
Yeah, that's one way to do it.
I had to sleep with Brent Copeland.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's another way to do it.
It was a lot of snoring, and they were actually sleeping. A lot of snoring.
Yeah, snoring.
Oh, guys, I snore, just so you should know.
Oh, well.
Cover stealing.
Welcome to the club, the snore club.
Snooze fest. Yeah. Just like the show.
Yes.
No. Really, we could say that it has nothing to do with your channel or views. And technically it doesn't. I mean, that's just kind of like one factor of the whole thing. It's we want someone who's going to talk and be somewhat entertaining on the show. So we would like to see like videos on your channel that are entertaining. We want someone who's either kind of up and coming or they're producing good something different or they're producing constantly and it's good. But the fact is there's so many people out there doing the videos that if you've only, you know, if you only have two subs and you're putting out a video every month, you're not going to get on the show. I mean, it's just probably not going to happen.
Yeah. It's almost like how much influence do you have on the Minecraft community itself? Like, do you have followers? Have you done something that people know you for? And because this isn't just me and Brent and Wes hanging out with a buddy, because like we do plenty of that, but like this is a show about you, about the guests, about people here, and we're talking, you know, so it's not really a numbers game. It's like, what do you bring to the world? Like, do people in the world want to hear you talk? You know what I mean?
So it's not like we're trying to get people to get them discovered. So like if you're trying to get discovered as a new YouTube channel, I mean, this really isn't the venue to do it because no one wants to tune into the show just to find someone new. I mean, that's what Sightings is for. Like, if you've done something cool, but you don't do it that much, well, submit it to Sightings.
Right.
You know, that's a great place for people to find out what you're doing without being a guest on the show. Yeah. A guest on the show is someone that we know is, or we think is going to be able to handle, you know, an hour talking to us and still be entertaining to our audience.
I'm trying my best. Leave me alone.
We'll work on that at PAX. Don't worry.
Okay.
B-Cope will put a
the 16. We will make it a 17.
B-Cope will give you 16 lashes.
But yeah. That's that, Jimimster.
Jimimster.
And get a new name. You never get on here with Jimimster. I'm just saying. I'm being honest here. I mean, come on. Okay, Birdie. Hey, guys. Birdie here. I was wondering, how do you feel when you play Minecraft? And I do enjoy listening to your podcast and watching your YouTube videos. Thank you.
Nice.
I could answer that one.
Okay.
Pretty quick, because you know that experience last night with playing, you know, and going through everything. It's like, here's how you do: you click and you hold, you make a stick look like this. I had to explain every little detail, and so that made me kind of nostalgic of like how I felt like when I first played, and I was discovering all these new things, and I could see it in my nephew and him like going, I get it. Oh, it's like the actual picture of a pickaxe. I'm like, yeah, you know, so for me, there's somewhat nostalgia, and I think even the graphics themselves are kind of nostalgic feeling, you know, with the whole retro look and everything. I think that's a nostalgia, and nostalgia is a powerful thing, you know. So I think for me, I feel kind of nostalgic, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to go with discovering new stuff. Like, it was the first time I just, well, I probably shouldn't say that, but like, it, to me, it's like finding something new, like finding a new cave or a new mechanic or a new like items.
Are you going to say something about like discovering like pubic hair or something?
I was probably going to go a little bit earlier than that.
Oh, okay, okay, sorry. All right, continue.
The first time I found the Cheerios in the bowl and I was trying to pee and hit, but I'm just saying it's like whole like, you know, really cover, discover. Cover.
Awesome, you know, and you discover some, you know, cool mountain with a shelf on it and stuff, and you're just in awe, you know.
Find a diamond, find iron, find coal. It's just like every time you discover something new, it's like that whole excitement of finding something. I think that's the big key to me.
Discovery,
Yeah. I agree with all that. I agree with all the above.
And what do you feel when you play Minecraft, Astragali?
If I'm playing by myself, usually scared senseless.
That's true, too. I do feel fear.
Yeah.
Of spiders and...
A little scary.
Yeah.
But I do like... I have to... Everybody hates the footsteps now for spiders. I actually like them because they warn me that they're coming. Yeah. So before you get in here, they'll be all... And then just jump on you and be like, ah! But now you hear him, and it could be like, oh, I'm running now because there's one coming.
That's right. Yeah, I almost forgot they put that in there. I think I'm not listening.
Yeah, I mean, it's creepy sounding. Don't get me wrong. It's kind of scary, but it's kind of more of a warning. Because before, there could be one like right outside your door, and you really wouldn't hear him rustling out because he's not doing his slurpy slurp, right? Mm-hmm. And you just walk out, and then he jumps on your head, you know. But now you can hear him go up on your roof. And so you know he's up there before you go out your house, so you could be turned around with your sword and ready to go.
So creepy.
The old slurpy slurp.
Slurpy slurp.
Yes.
Silverfish sound like they're sniggering. Or snickering, depending on.
Yeah, some of the new sounds are crazy. I don't know. I'm you know, hardcore, old school.
Yeah.
I have hidden on my hard drives like some original versions of Minecraft that I've yet to break out that I want to go back to, like some original maps. We were talking about the other day, like our first map we've ever played. Do you guys still have your first map?
No.
The
first single player map that you ever made.
I wish.
Oh, yeah, we've been looking for them, so I think I found mine with the original version that it's on and everything, which is like an early alpha, you know?
Really? Dang, yeah, I wish I had mine. It was died because of a hard drive crash, so I know it's like...
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
The one that wiped out the...
So I can't recover it, but I got those memories.
Those memories.
Remember the crash? I remember the crash.
The crash.
I shed a little tear.
It was the crash of 2011 or 2010 or something.
Okay, this last one here is from Not Telling.
Not Telling.
So I'm not telling. They go on to say, I started to play Minecraft to hang out with my son a couple of months ago. I heard about the watershed from your fantastic podcast, so I checked it out. It has been awesome. Thank you for all your great tips for noobs and also a great podcast.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And you are telling.
That's really cool that... he started to do it to hang out with his son.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So that's an adult writing in, basically saying that, you know, that's pretty cool.
And he came referred to from the Watershed, who's a sponsor. Maybe Grand River. That's awesome.
I noticed there's a lot of cool these. I've heard a lot of good things about the Watershed. I heard there's a lot of these little cool kind of community based servers really getting big right now that are kind of running the FTB mods or offering things like that and having like a bigger community type of thing. That's pretty cool.
It's been crazy. Like, we started kind of looking at these servers that were sponsoring the show and stuff and going on to them. And some of the stuff that they're doing on these servers is just crazy. Like, I had no clue you could do this sort of stuff. Like, I'm ready to shut down the shaft lanes and just go over there.
Because they always joke that it's the shaft refugee server. You know, everybody shows up at the Watershed. And yeah, but I mean, what if we did, right? What if we closed down the shaft lanes?
Well, they would get no other sponsors except for the Watershed. So we got to keep an open mind about that.
Yeah.
And you
I'm very pro community, so I think when these kind of things become available, it's just, I mean, it speaks to, and the fact that some older guy, I'm an older guy too, is writing in to say, you know, he started playing with his son a couple months ago. I think that's really powerful, and I think he admits he's a noob is yeah. kind of interesting.
Yeah,
like his son probably schools him.
Yeah,
totally. That's you got to cool, start though. Somewhere though.
Yeah. Like, I wonder, did they hate each other, and then they started playing Minecraft, and now they're awesome?
Probably sure pulled them together.
That, you know, yeah. What that other question was is, how does Minecraft make you feel? Like, well, I think when I hear stuff like that, that makes me feel, I can't express the emotion that gives me. I think that anytime you can bond with your child on an even field, that's amazing. That opens up, that breaks the ice for all sorts of stuff. You could start talking about anything once you've broken that ice. That's one of the hardest yeah. things to do. And yeah. have something to talk about. You could talk about something every day then if you're playing Minecraft. Hey, what'd you do in Minecraft today? Hey, did you hear about this? You know, you could, in fact, he's probably listening to the Shaft catching up on the good stuff so he can talk to his kid about the good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
He's all like, son, let me tell you about the birds. And the bees. He's like, Dad, they don't have birds in Minecraft.
Oh, I don't think they have birds in Sweden. So that's cool.
Okay.
That's cool.
Is it?
It is.
Excavation Station.
Excavation Station, where we talk about things that you want in the game.
And, of course, everybody wants to watch Netflix in the game, and that's our sponsor for this segment is Netflix. So go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty and get a free month where you can watch as much TV and movies as you can handle in a free month. And then I think it's, what, $7.99 after that?
$7.99 a month,
something
yeah.
cheap. So go over there, help us out.
Watch some Doctor Who or some How I Met Your Mother, or both at the same time, simultaneously, in two tabs.
Both. I watch How I Met Your Mother, and I want to go back and watch Doctor Who.
At the same time? It's just, really cool at the
I've
same time.
I've seen the first episode like probably four or five times now and just can't get to the second one.
Wait, which one? Doctor Who?
Doctor Who.
Are you watching the classic or the new one? Because they have classic on Netflix, too. One. Oh, the new
yeah,
okay.
They do.
Yeah.
I watch Star Trek daily on Netflix.
You're a big Star Trek fan, I've noticed.
I watch Voyager every day.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Is that like a lunch thing? You eat lunch and watch it?
No, but right before I go to bed, I watch Voyager.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
And then sometimes it's so exciting I can't sleep for a while after. Like when Tess melted Tuvok's face off, I kind of couldn't sleep.
Spoilers, dude, spoilers.
Spoilers. And you have to watch, Brent, watch the latest Doctor Who season on Netflix, the one that starts off the astronaut.
I'm supposed to
watch it from there. If you're new to the new Doctor Who stuff,
don't watch season one.
Well, they're all different doctors. I mean, right. sure. I mean, they're all good, but I mean, if you want to just jump in somewhere,
start where?
The latest
season 8.
Yeah.
9, 10.
Well, they're all different doctors, so it's there's not a big like.
But you still learn about all the things, the robots, the people marking their arms, and all the crazy
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
right?
It's loosey-goosey with the plot. It's
like, you heard about that? There's actually a day where there's something where people mark, like, numbers on their arms.
Huh.
Do you know about that?
Come
on, Astrogali knows. He's British.
He's a doctor.
It's to do with the silence.
And so,
oh, the silence.
And so they mark.
The freaky dudes.
Like, you know, like where you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, that's because, yeah. I know what you're
Well, don't tell
about.
Me why, but there's a day where people are going to do that. Like, walk around all day with, like, the numbers on their arms. Like, they've been doing that. And it's supposed to freak people out. See? That's why I need to watch
because you lose, you lose memory. Well, okay. It's not really. Okay. Yeah. Doctor Who is cool.
Watching, a lot of Doctor Who.
Are people calling? Are people saying I'm stupid in the chat room? Yeah, I might be. I don't know. Who knows? The silence.
Okay, so let's move on. This first one here is from Bola,
which I think is hello in
Bola.
In what?
In Fiji, and that's how you say hello. I could be wrong.
Or it could be like someone trying to say bye but saying hi in Spanish.
Could be wrong.
Bola.
Damn.
K-Tall.
K-Tall.
Okay, so they think there should they should add Klingon. What? Come on.
Hey, I'm for this. Chill.
Of course you are, Trekkie. I think that they should add a Klingon language to the language options.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
And
worst idea ever.
Why not?
Absolutely not. Worst idea ever. Absolutely not.
He's very mad. He's very angry. No,
absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I'm curious. I wonder, does Notch like Star Trek? He has to.
I think when he came on the show, he said he never watched that or Star Wars. He hated them both. Pretty sure that's what he said.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense, Notch.
Yeah. So weird. Right.
We love you, Notch. We're sorry we recorded your voice and now make you say stuff you probably regret.
I did work with a gal who did speak Klingon, though. She had, like, CDs of, like, learning conversational Klingon. Like, you would get a CD to, like, learn, you know, French or something. You know, she just – and she would listen to it, and she would say it all the time. And then she could actually speak it fluently. And she listened to music that was in Klingon.
Did she have, like, the Rosetta Stone for Klingon or something?
She was very, very nerdy. Very nerdy. Jeez. But she's really cool. She's an interesting person to talk to. She could program, so I like to hang out with her and, you know, figure out how she did stuff.
That's cool.
Mm. I think she probably just pulled a Beyonce.
Milli Vanilli.
So people who speak Klingon don't get out much. Let's just say that.
Someone else read this next one. I feel like I've been reading everything.
Yeah, Astra. We need some more British.
Okay, dog whistles. And this was submitted by Cushell. I think there should be dog whistles so that all my dogs all over the world will come to me. Sometimes I lose my dogs when I make them sit and I can't remember where I left them. You would make it with an iron ingot and a string.
That's a good idea.
Dog whistle.
There needs to be some sort of dog management besides colored collars and, you know, them warping all over the place.
Yeah, I agree.
Wasn't there a time they bugged out for a while and they would just warp to you all of a sudden even if they were sitting somewhere?
Yes.
And they'd be like, "Aye!" And you're like, "Whoa, where, how, why is my dog sitting here?" And you know, I left him back at my house.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if it's because of the version of Feed the Beast that we're playing, but if you tame dogs, they disappear, never to be seen again.
I don't know. I don't get this because I guess I'm not Cesar Milan or something, but... Like, one dog is enough for me. I don't need 40 dogs, and if they get lost...
Hey, dog, you're going to offend Astra, man. He's a dog whisperer. He gets, like, 20 or 50.
And that just seems overkill to
me.
And
he will use them defensively.
Yeah.
I think I've brought this up before.
Well, now he's got bees to use instead of dogs, so... He's doing just fine with his bees, and I'm sure they have a whistle where you blow it, and all the bees come flying to you.
Oh, the bees sting and everything. They're even cooler than dogs.
Well, the dogs rip off your legs.
That's what I'm afraid of. I'm so afraid of this.
Okay, so we all agree no on the dog whistle? Okay.
No, yes. So it's like wheat. Wheat for dogs. They love wheat. I mean, for cows. I mean, you know, it's that mechanic.
What?
Although, but, you know, like wheat for cows, right?
So maybe they can just add in dog bones for the wolves. Everybody remember, these are wolves.
They just need a little boning.
What?
Should we move on to the next one, Jeff?
A bone whistle.
Okay, you know? So let's see. You want to read this one, Bit?
Sure.
He's like, damn, I got to scroll down and figure out where the hell I am. They haven't asked me anything about these questions.
This is variable difficulty worlds submitted by SRJ26, which sounds like a droid from Star Wars. I love to see a new difficulty level called the variable. In a variable difficulty world, the spawn area would be easy mode. Once you have gone a certain distance away from spawn, say 500 blocks, you would hear an audible cue, and you would then be in normal difficulty. It could be a clever way to have players who want to play on different levels of difficulty coexist on the same world. I wouldn't be surprised if this was in some sort of plugin already. Some of the World Guard and stuff, I know we can set, you know, where you can't break blocks in a certain area and certain properties. But I wonder if you could set whole world properties like difficulty for each zone. That might be something to check into.
Wow, that's neat. I'd never really thought about that.
It seems interesting.
What does Notch think about that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. I've wanted for a long time for Minecraft because of the griefing and things that happen when we just can't have. I wanted it to be open to the public, and initially was, but it's not doable. And so there needs to, what would fix it for me personally, and would fix it for the community. To be honest, would be a way to built into the game. Built into the server or into just CraftBucket, whatever, without a plugin that has to be updated. It's always updated. It's always there. It never changes. You don't have to redo your settings and everything. Where you can place these like virtual fences. Where hey, nobody in this area with these permissions can't do this. You know, the permission system is very, very fractured. And I think once that all comes together. Maybe we can get something like that that would be permanent, because then I could say, hey, I feel safe having this map open to the general public, and once people go past this point, maybe they can't go past this point unless they have a certain amount of permissions or something like that.
I mean,
that's doable
bits.
With a bunch of plugins, but it's so convoluted. It's not worth the time sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
So I feel this variable difficulty worlds scenario. I feel that for sure.
And when you feel it,
on a different level.
Can you show me on this doll where you feel this? Okay, so this next one here was submitted by High on Definition, and he wants craftable buzzers.
Of course he does.
So when somebody comes up with a horrible idea in the game, I don't have to refer them to you guys.
Oh, I got a buzz.
No, it's a good idea, but I'm just saying this is what it would sound like.
Craftable buzzer.
You're welcome to use this, C418. There's your buzzer.
Nice.
Love it.
Love it. Love it.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Yeah. You get a sticker.
Okay, so Lalmaron wants an easier way to set up note blocks. Do you want to tell us what he really wants here, Eric? What's he saying? What's going on next?
Lalmaron. Submitted. I think the note block should be changed so that it's easier to choose each note. This could be done by adding a neat-looking menu for each block brought up when right-clicked that displays each note.
Yeah, I always thought that would be cool.
Yeah, totally.
I thought there was a mod that did something like that. There's a thing that lets you do like tabulation, and it'll tell you how many clicks each note you need to get to that note.
Oh, right. Okay.
As long as you start on this on the lowest, and I used that a few times, you know, just going through and. Getting a certain song I wanted. What I do is I go look up the MIDI that I wanted to do, and then I go and transpose it into that and find how many clicks it had to do, and then I write down all the clicks. I know this is terrible, but I'd actually do it from that.
Nice.
It's a lot to do, but yeah, I did it.
And it's
small, and it was like a 10-second song or something like that.
And in Feed the Beast, they have a sequencer in there. Have you played with that, Eric?
No, I haven't yet. And
so I mean, that seems like you would have something, because it looks like a radio. I mean, it looks like an old boombox over the shoulder radio, right?
Oh, I need to do that. I keep forgetting about that. High End Definition showed me that, and that was before we were on the Beta Pack A or something. And he showed me the video, and I was like, "Oh, that's sad that we can't use it because we're not on Direwolf." But now we are, and now I'm reminded of it. And by the time I go home, I'll probably forget about it.
New video tomorrow, folks. So, Astra, you need to read this note here.
Actually, can I read the whole thing?
Sure.
This came in exactly in the submission form, exactly as it says here.
Uh-oh.
And this is submitted by Ethi, and it's rainbows and ooh la la.
Okay, but before you go on, Astra, I got to explain this to you, though, because this is how I read it when I see your note here. Here's Astragali's note, and it says, Astragali says, I promise that nothing in this next entry was altered, not even the title, which tells me that Astra altered some stuff in here to make this really wacky. So I'm really glad you're here to explain that, because now this will make more sense.
Protest too much.
Jeez. Okay, sorry. Go on.
Okay. There should be pretty rainbows with lots of colors, and there should be unicorns and bunnies who turn everything around them bright pink and purple and magenta. And if a unicorn goes into the nether, it turns all the netherrack into cotton candy, and it makes all the cats happy and friendly.
This pretty. Was submitted by Ethy.
That's probably your best voice ever, Astro.
Why, one thank you.
Rainbows and new la la.
I might chop that up and make a soundboard, actually.
This was submitted by Ethy.
It'll be a creepy one.
So,
rainbows and new la la.
Unicorn in the nether that turns all the netherrack into cotton candy?
It sounds like they just watched the Wreck-It Ralph and they played that, I don't know, what's that, candy racing game too much or whatever.
Wow.
Everything's made out of candy and rainbows and ooh la la.
Yeah,
it sounds like the
Pyro world, right?
The cow world.
Oh, cow world, yeah, in Diablo 3?
I mean, isn't that basically
Sugar Rush,
talking
that's
about?
The name.
Or the Pyro world with the goggles on. Pyro,
so, yeah, go ahead, do it.
I mean, I could see that as a mod.
I think this would be great as
that.
A seed.
There is a
seed
mod
called
like
the
that,
cow
like
world.
Candy cane mod or something.
Yeah.
And if you go in the cow world seed, it does this to the world and just makes it all crazy.
That'd be
cotton
nice.
Candy.
Cotton candy, sweet.
Do
no,
it, Jeb.
Let me see that Tootsie can. Roll.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Do you see something, Eric?
It looks amazing.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
Wow. It's a sightings section. Segment.
Which is sponsored by MC Pro Hosting, who actually hosts all of our files and our Block Party server, and you can get your own Minecraft server today. MCProHosting.com. Use the code SHAFTPODCAST to get 15% off.
15% off. That's where we play. We have a bunch of Pro Hosting... MC Pro Hosting servers. That's where we play all of our little mini games and quickie little stuff during the week to record and put on our channel. So it's good. Go with them. The first thing here is Block Party fan art submitted by Poodmund says,
Poodmund.
I knocked up a piece of art. I knocked up a piece of... This is
what?
Really, you know, we have to have a British... We need you, Astra. It only makes sense if you read this. It just doesn't sound right when I read it.
Okay, Poodman says, I knocked up a piece of art revolving around your Block Party series. Eric is filming Wes creating Buildcraft tanks for the oil, and I read that wrong because there's no punctuation. Let me try that again. Eric is filming Wes creating Buildcraft tanks for the oil, and Brent is derping around on the floor with his pet turtle.
I'm sure in England that derping is some kind of really nice term, right?
Of course. It's a really awesome piece of work.
It really is.
It's going to end up in our Shaft pre-roll video that we play before the Shaft. Yeah, this is really cool. I really like that. I like
so
it a lot.
So send in art every week, everybody who likes to do art.
Yeah, send us more art. Yeah, totally. I mean, we have a place to actually put it. So, yeah, this is awesome. We'll also put that in our Facebook, too. Excellent. What's the next thing up for grabs?
The next one is a Hat Films, Episode 1. Direwolf 20 gives those Hat Films chaps a grounding in playing Feed the Beast. What has he let himself in for?
Nice. So that's definitely written by Astra there.
Hat Films, I think the Fire UK guys have been doing some like custom stuff for them and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, Hat Ventures. Yeah, so this is cool.
Custom maps and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so Feed the Beast, first episode. Give them some love. Tell them they've been shafted.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Go
we
and
like
comment.
Hat Films.
Go and drop them some comments. Say they've been shafted. Let's try this out this week. All these sightings, you've been shafted, right?
Yeah.
Brent's looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, that's awesome.
It's totally great, Eric. Yeah, I love it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Go shaft someone.
Absolutely.
What does Notch think?
Yeah. What do you think about being shafted, Notch?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. 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 Absolutely.
Okay, calm down. Absolutely. Back under the table. Oh my God! They're multiplying.
He likes being shouted.
Okay, submitted by Grid21, a video called I Don't Like You, Zombie. Zombies doing weapon inspection? Grid21, a.k.a. LegoKid92, puts together this cute little short about a player who doesn't take too kindly to being asked to show his sword. Which you shouldn't.
Yes.
Run to your parents immediately if someone comes to inspect your sword.
Yes.
I didn't think that machinima type of animation and stuff would become as big as it is today. I wonder, you know, the way Notch is and approaches things and, you know, wanting to just have fun and that sort of thing and allowing others to take his work and then actually profit from it on YouTube and stuff was kind of a new thing. I think that's pretty exciting when a kid can make a short film and put it on YouTube and you know get popular or whatever. That's a we live in a cool age. I think Steve Jobs predicted that too. He said the next age won't be the information age. It'll be the media age where everybody can have make a movie just like, you know, a production studio could. I think that's really kind of coming to fruition, even in that machinima type of realm. That some of the stuff that's coming out is just, even some of the 3D model animation and stuff is just amazing. Not just the stuff that they're making in the game, and then they're actually modeling Minecraft stuff, and it's just, that blows my mind.
Yeah.
And something else that blows our minds, Paradise DK on TV in Australia, TV game show. They put up a clip from the Star Wars Minecraft creations that he's done. So that's really cool. So we're going to link to that.
And he made a clip of it on the channel. That's from Good Game, which I love that show. It's Australian. My favorite game show. I mean, it's not a game show. It's a show about gaming, like G4 or something, right? It's a good
Isn't
show.
Isn't G4
though.
Going away?
What?
Isn't G4 going away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they took over Tech TV, and then now they're getting the revenge.
Yeah.
So that's another story altogether.
Okay, so this next video, Kaleidoscope in Minecraft. That's Seth Bling. May never stop being awesome. This time his fertile imagination came up with a way to simulate Kaleidoscope in-game.
This thing is crazy. It's just like, just go and look at it if you haven't seen it already. You never know what the guy's going to do. Freaking Seth. He's a genius.
Yeah, that's some
it's crazy.
Yeah. Let's see.
He's like the Einstein of Minecraft or something.
Yeah. Yeah. He's using the filters for MC Edit, right? MC Edit filters? To spawn blocks. Anyway, well, go check out the video. I don't need to sit here and explain it. Last thing here we have is awesome. This one here is a trade shop. It's a Minecraft parody.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Of Thrift Shop by Hotch Josh. And, oh, it's good. It's really good. It gets stuck in your head. I wonder if I could just play just a snippet, just a tiny, 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 tiny little piece. And
it's also Dream Reader 23 and Minecraft for me.
Oh, yes. This game's freaking awesome. I walk up to the village like, what up? I got a big flock. Nah, but these sheep provide the wool for this trade shop. Ice on the ground keeps a snowman frosty. The chat be like, damn, that's a cold-ass honky. Okay, so definitely go check it out. It gets stuck in your head. It's really well produced. But, yeah, you're right. It's who are the other guys? It was Dream Reaver 23 and Minecraft for meh.
For meh.
Really good.
They did an awesome job. The video is awesome also.
Yeah, yeah. Check it. Oh, just came out yesterday.
Yeah, we've been playing it over and over. It's become the new fave.
Yes. And I guess that's it. Do we have anything for anything else in here going downtown? Something? I don't know.
Oh, is that something at the door?
Who is it?
Oh, yeah, it is. How did you know? Hi, how are you doing?
Good for Bruno!
Yeah, we'll take a minute.
Housekeeping!
She's very loud. She's like, she. She's on.
She went on vacation and.
Yeah.
Spent some time with the Aborigines. And,
yeah, she's on a new medication this week too. So. Thanks for the mint. We'll clean
so
it up ourselves.
I'm so glad you brought that didgeridoo to the office.
Yeah.
Isn't everybody? I'm going to have to bring that to PAX with us. Start the show off with some didgeridoo.
Yeah, you put a little hat nice. Out, you know.
Like, you pull it out, like, put a
get
tip
some,
jar out.
Tips.
Yeah, and people are like, oh my God, I'm about to hear someone actually play a didgeridoo. Like, this is going to be epic. And then. And then they're like, well, I'm going home
put
now.
Put effects on it and stuff.
Clear out the room instantly.
You could be the
put a wah pedal
of didgeridoo, though, and just play like some fake track and be all acting like you're doing it.
Nice.
Put a
we're about to watch some Survivor.
That actually makes the noise, and then people would never know.
Oh, so what's in housekeeping? Something from Astragali, maybe?
Yeah, you want to read this, Astragali? Or you don't have to read it, but I agree with you. He's saying here that we all like the fan art submission for from Pudmund.
Yes.
Pudmund.
Yeah, I want to see more.
We all want more.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really cool.
We want more. Also, I was thinking of something new. I'll just go ahead and bust it out right now. Yeah?
Yeah.
So I was thinking it would be kind of cool to have a series of photographs from listeners. Or viewers, like if you watch the live stream, or you watch this on YouTube, or you just listen to it on your iPod or whatever. So take a picture of you watching or listening to the show and send it to us, so we can. I want to make this montage thing, and it's basically going to end up in a reel that we play before and after the live show. But I think it would be kind of neat, you know. It's like. Just
should we all
these
smile
different...
at once?
So they get a picture of like where they are.
Yeah.
Like iLounge does this for like an iPad in, you know, whatever country that they take a picture of the iPhone or iPad.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So but I like this. So like wherever you're listening to it, maybe take a picture of you with something in the background though, like something outside.
Like, let us know where you are.
Tell us where you were.
Yeah.
And that way we can put on the picture, you know, the shaft in wherever.
Should we all say cheese right now and then they can do it right now?
In Madagascar.
No, not of us. Like a picture of them.
Well, I mean,
I thought you said watching the show.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I guess
in the background.
Yeah, if they're watching
you
the show.
Say, like, cheese every episode. Be like, cheese, this is where you take the picture.
Oh, yeah. So if they're watching the show, they could take a picture of, like, their living room and us on the big screen. I don't know if anybody does
see,
that.
I was thinking more of where they are. I want to know where they are. We know what we look like.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
But I want to see
nerds
where
are
they
in
are.
In front of their computers.
Yeah, but they're in front of their computers.
Playing
yeah.
Minecraft.
Yeah, exactly.
But they've got a Windows. They can open it for one shot. They can go outside.
That's true. Yeah,
they can
that's
be listening
true.
While they're there.
Make it look fancy.
Stand outside.
Yeah. But anyway, there's the call.
Send you mine.
There's the call. Send us your pictures. And I guess the best way to send is, like, is it Twitter, probably? To tweet us a link to the photo?
Oh, they could probably put it in submissions.
Okay.
Under
yeah, then
listener
I can compile them together and
see how that works.
And Astro will hook you up.
Yeah, so just put it in as a listener contribution and a link. Imgur, I found, is one of the best places to do a real quick upload of an image and get a free link, and it's there forever.
Yeah.
No trolling.
Yeah. And I mean, if Twitter is the fastest, easiest way for you, that's fine, too. I would just say no, like, emails and stuff, because, I mean, we get too many emails.
No, use the submission form where you actually put the image, because we might miss it on Twitter.
Oh, well, I just got one on Twitter. Here you go. This is for the peeps out here. This is for the video watchers. But here is a picture that was sent to us on my cracked iPhone here of High on Definition watching us on his computer, and it's not really focusing. Sorry. But anyway, yeah, you know, stuff like that, you know? It's like... There we are, and I think we're actually saying cheese. And he's got TweetDeck up there and all that stuff. So, cool. Very cool. But yeah, I'd like to make just a big, cool montage. Anything else in housekeeping?
Just, I guess, more PAX stuff, really. Just thank you, everyone, for helping out. And
yeah, that was really cool in the community to do that.
And if anybody hasn't helped out yet and wants to, we're still taking donations for, you know, grub and you know, blowing hookers. So, just go ahead and feed that account up as much as you can. I mean, it's a good cause. We're gonna
blow pops.
Do some eight balls with Astra. And
yeah, we like to play some billiards.
Get some vlogs going after town, that.
Right? Yeah, we like shooting pool.
We appreciate that so much. And seriously, if you're going to be at PAX, I saw Lord Hobajo is going to be there. Can't wait to meet you, man. We'll hook up, eat dinner, lunch, go party, whatever, depending on your age. We won't go party with you if you're 12. So, but we are going to dinner one night.
Chuck E. Cheese, you know?
Yeah.
Find an arcade somewhere.
We've already had someone who said they want to take us out to dinner with their kids. So,
yeah.
If you're underage and you know, you're going to be there, see if your dad will hook us up with some Mickey Doubles or something. Yeah,
because your parents will probably be our age.
We'll be able to hang out and, swap some REO Speedwagon tunes.
Hey, Brent, when they said they wanted to take you out, should you not watch for snipers just in case?
I'm pretty agile. I'm quick like a cat.
Yeah, he's very cat-like.
I'm not worried about snipers. Now, if you are a sniper and you're going there to shoot me, please don't. I will say that.
Yeah, it's not very nice.
It isn't nice.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bummer.
So, and besides that, go to Minecraft. Go to astragolly.deadworkers.com. It'll take you nowhere right now, and it'll probably never take you anywhere.
Hook that up real quick.
Besides that, it's astragolly.ex.mindscribe/who knows what the link is. What's the link, Astra?
It's astragolly.efx3.com.
There you go.
See, just very nice. Easy as that. Rolls off your tongue.
Yes.
Anything else y'all want to plug?
Follow me on Twitter at Brent Copeland.
Yeah. Nice. I pay extra for that every week.
Awesome. Well, it is going to be such a good time. When's the last time you came to America, Astra? I guess when you left, right? Like last year?
Yeah, I came back to England in June of last year.
Okay. So have you ever been to Boston?
Never. I'm really looking forward to the whole thing.
Cool.
And meeting you guys, of course.
Yeah, it's gonna be insane. Yeah. We've never been to Boston. Don't really.
Cool. I've been there. Heard a lot of good things about it, though.
I know there's like a lot of water up there.
Yeah. And just to warn you, Astra, we have a room for three of the nights so far. I forgot to get the one for Sunday night because I was just thinking, the con's over, right? We'll be flying out. So we may be sleeping at the airport if we don't get a little bit more fun. It's just.
Okay.
Just let you know. But we'll be together and we can cuddle.
Yeah.
You can put we'll rest your head on my warm. Stomach. Something. But it's going to be a lot of fun. So I can't wait.
Yeah.
Me either.
It'll be crazy. You got to find a way up there a bit.
I wish. Aleph Noel lives around there, so maybe get him.
Yeah. Definitely.
There too.
That's true. We know some old Control Point listeners, John Maz and Ekond.
Yeah, yeah.
We have some friends up there. So, if you're thinking about going to PAX, please do. And give us a tweet, and we'll do a meetup so we can all actually meet up if we don't know you. Because we don't know what you look like. Hopefully you know what we look like. And we can just say, we're going to be here at this certain time. Everybody go,
Yeah. And don't be scared to come up and say hi and stuff.
Yeah. And kick somebody in the shins.
Yeah, no, that's not me. Kick Astra in the shins.
Or take us out with a sniper rifle. No, that's not good either.
Yeah, probably don't do that.
Yeah. Throw a chicken at us. Those are fun.
Go on over to deadworkers.com, which will take you to our YouTube channel, and hit that subscribe button. We appreciate that as much. Go watch some videos and let us know what you think about them.
And send us a photo of you consuming the shaft. Take that however you want.
Podcast. Yeah. The Chef show. Podcast.
Yeah.
That's right in.
And once this song is over, we'll see you next week. But until then, we're going to give you a little, a new email came in. Or
thank
a new
you,
text
Francisco.
Message.
We've got a chip in.
Oh, hey, cha-ching, cha-ching. Nice. Thank you very much. You just paid for our meal on Friday night. So, love you all. We'll see you next week. Be good to one another. Tie your shoes. Eat your greens. Stay in school.
You can't be good, be careful.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hey guys, it's Darren here, and I'm a big fan of The Shaft. I watched the Tom Syndicate thing. I just want to say how great you guys are. Hope you guys have a really good podcast, and please hello to me, MGN Official. Goodbye!
Dead Workers Party Network. Babies. Fun to make, fun to eat.